This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba returning home, wrapping up his three-day official visit to India. Radio Nepal, country's first broadcasting medium, celebrating its 72nd anniversary today, and explosions heard in a strategic port city of Odessa in the east of Ukraine. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba is returning home, wrapping up his three-day official visit to India today. Ministry of Foreign Affairs has said Prime Minister Deoba will fly back to Kathmandu at 6:10 p.m. this evening. Before returning home, Deoba flew to Varanasi and returned to New Delhi in the afternoon to catch a flight to Kathmandu. Nepal and India signed four different agreements during Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba's three-day visit to India. According to Foreign Ministry, the four agreements between the two countries signed Saturday include the International Solar Alliance between Nepal and India, technical assistance related to railways, supply of petroleum products, and technical expertise between Nepal Oil Corporation and Indian Oil Corporation. Prime Minister Deoba had flown to India leading a 50-member Nepali delegation at the invitation of his Indian counterpart, Narendra Modi, on April 1st. Radio Nepal, the country's first broadcasting medium, is celebrating its 72nd anniversary today. The official broadcasting of Radio Nepal started on April 2, 1951. Currently, Radio Nepal has expanded its broadcasting services across the country through provincial broadcasting offices in all seven different provinces and FM relay stations in 27 different locations across the country. Giving a congratulatory message on the occasion of the 72nd anniversary of Radio Nepal, Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba said that it is pivotal for Radio Nepal to understand the plight of the people and speak their language to ensure the right of the people to be informed. In the message, Prime Minister Deoba mentioned that Radio Nepal has played an important role in every political and social change in the country. Likewise, giving a congratulatory message on the occasion, Minister of Communication and Information Technology and Government Spokesperson Gyanendra Bahadur Karki has said that Radio Nepal should extend its coverage far and wide while respecting and representing the plurality of the country and addressing the problems of the rural areas of the country. Similarly, expressing his best wishes on the occasion of the 72nd anniversary of Radio Nepal, Secretary at the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology, Dr. Baikunta Adyal, has said that Radio Nepal has been successful in creating a separate, unique identity during the natural calamities, disasters and crises. Likewise, the Executive Director of Radio Nepal, Buddhi Bahadur Kesi, has thanked all the listeners, the Government of Nepal, all the ministries, different departments, various governmental and non-governmental organizations, private organizations, advertisement agencies and donor agencies on the occasion of Radio Nepal's 72nd anniversary. On the occasion, Radio Nepal had organized a special ceremony on its premises at Singha Darbar today. On this occasion, two greats in the field of song and music have been honored. Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Gyanendra Bahadur Karki, has conferred Radio Nepal Shrestha Samman Award on senior lyricist Kiran Kharel and senior musician Deepak Jangam with a sum of ₹51,000 each. According to Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal, domestic and international flights at Tribhuvan International Airport, TIA, have been affected due to low visibility caused by bad weather conditions for a week. TIA spokesperson Tiknath Sitola said 31 domestic flights have been affected since the morning due to bad weather. He added that the flights would resume smoothly and regularly once the weather is clear. Many domestic and international flights were affected due to low visibility yesterday as well. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Province No. 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country today. Isolated brief rain or thunder showers is likely to occur at some places in the hilly region of Province No. 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and at one or two places of Madhesh Province and Lumbini province. According to the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley today was 18.3 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is 28.8 degrees Celsius with traces of rain. Currently, there is the influence of a low-pressure line from Bihar in India to the Bay of Bengal and a general effect of local winds in the country. You're listening to Radio Nepal's News in English. Now on to some international updates. The Reuters news agency says a series of explosions were heard and smoke was seen in Ukraine's southern port city of Odessa in the early hours of Sunday. Air raids have rocked the strategic Black Sea port city of Odessa, with officials and journalists reporting fires in some areas. An AFP reporter heard explosions in the southwestern city at around 6 a.m. local time. Meanwhile, Ukraine's president Volodymyr Zelensky says Russian forces are aiming to seize regions in the east and south of the country. In a video address for Ukraine's President Zelensky says Russian forces want to seize the east and south of the country and praises those defending besieged port of Mariupol. The Ukrainian president went on to complain that the Western nations had not provided Kiev with enough anti-missile systems and also praised forces defending besieged Mariupol, saying their resistance was allowing other cities to gain valuable time. Sri Lanka's government has blocked access to social media and imposed a 36-hour curfew following protests against food and fuel shortages. President Gotabaya Rajapaksa issued a notice prohibiting anyone from being on any public road, in a park or trains or on a seashore unless they have written permission from the authorities. The curfew began at dusk on Saturday. The social media sites blocked include Facebook, Twitter, Instagram and WhatsApp. The stringent restrictions are aimed at preventing new protests after crowds were accused of setting vehicles ablaze near the president's private residence on Thursday. The military has since been deployed and now has the power to arrest suspects without warrants. The island nation is in the midst of a major economic crisis. It is caused in part by a lack of foreign currency, which is used to pay for fuel imports. With this, we have almost come to the end of this bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba returning home, wrapping up his three-day official visit to India today. Radio Nepal, country's first broadcasting medium, celebrating its 72nd anniversary today, and explosions heard in strategic port city of Odessa in the east of Ukraine. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.